Here's a subtle but common problem I see in writing, illustrated in this example sentence. Emily's favorite book, along with all her other passions, including music, art, and history, are a great source of pleasure. Did you catch the error in that sentence? Let's try another. Jason bought eggs, milk, cheese, bread, salad ingredients, as well as paper products and laundry soap. In both these sentences, there's a fake-out taking place. In the first, the culprit is the term along with. Listen again. Emily's favorite book, along with all her other passions, including music, art, and history, are a great source of pleasure. Even though this may sound right when read fast, a more careful reading shows that it contains a subject-verb agreement error. The correct verb in this sentence should be the singular is, not the plural are. The error occurs because the connective expression along with seems to be doing a job it can't. It's posing as a coordinating conjunction and, but it's not a coordinating conjunction. So, along with can't make two or more singular things work together as a plural in a sentence. Think about these simpler examples. Milk, along with bread, are needed. Brian, along with Scott, are here. Drinking, along with driving, are bad. In these shorter, simpler sentences, it's easier to hear that the verb sounds wrong. And it is wrong, because along with is just one of several connective phrases that Garner's Modern American Usage calls misleading connectives, precisely because they seem to connect terms the same way and can, even though they can't do that. Here's a list of the most common misleading connectives. Along with, as well as, in addition to, accompanied by, added to, coupled with, and together with. Let's try using them wrong in a few more sentences to see how they can be misleading. Milk, in addition to bread, are needed. Brian, coupled with Scott, are here. Drinking, accompanied by driving, are bad. In each of these cases, the verb is wrong. The connective phrase doesn't change the fact that milk is the sole subject in the sentence. Milk, in addition to bread, is needed. And when we say Brian, coupled with Scott, it's not the same thing as saying Brian and Scott. The use of coupled with keeps Brian as the sole subject. Brian, coupled with Scott, is here. Now, I realize that these short sentences sound almost as bad when written correctly as they do when they're written wrong, but that just goes to show you that these connective phrases most often wreak havoc in longer sentences, because the more complicated the sentence, the easier it is to be led astray by one of these connectives. Here's an example out of Garner's. The absence of crude petroleum and iron ore, coupled with limited indigenous supplies of coal and natural gas, ensures that Japanese industry must import to survive. That verb, ensures, is correct because the true subject of that sentence is the absence, even though it's easy to forget that when you read it as the absence of crude petroleum and iron ore. And that becomes even harder to keep straight when you start adding more information after a connective term like coupled with. Misleading connectives don't just mess up verb agreement, though. They can also cause writers to forget the word and. That brings us back to our second example. Jason bought eggs, milk, cheese, bread, salad ingredients, as well as paper products and laundry soap. This contains an error. The word and should come before salad ingredients, as in, Jason bought milk, eggs, cheese, bread, and salad ingredients, as well as paper products and laundry soap. You'd be surprised how often I see this mistake in the articles I edit. So remember that connectives like along with, as well as, and in addition to, are no substitute for the word and. They can't coordinate singular nouns to make them plural. Only and can do that.